Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300. KGLO, Mason City.
It's time for that Caregiver Corner on KGLO, and that means we get a chance to visit with Lark Trigstad. She's on the live line. Hello there, Lark.
Hello, straight from North Iowa country.
Woo, you're out in the countryside, aren't you?
It is so pretty out this morning.
You know, it really is. There's something about being in the countryside and enjoying that sunshine in the morning,
yeah,
and cooler temperatures, all those things. It is nice.
Yeah, it is. Until the wind and the storm comes up, but we can handle that too.
Oh,
we
yeah.
need the rain.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, how is it out your way? I mean, you got to be pretty dry.
Good. Yeah, the crops are good, but the lawns and the vegetable gardens and such are the flowers. You have to water them all the time, and I've never done that before, so it's different.
So you're out there watering the garden every day.
Yeah, I have been. First time in 20 years I watered it out here, but, well, I kind of like to see it grow a little bit.
Yes, well, that's true. I think a lot of us are in the same boat with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. What do we got for a topic today on the Caregiver Corner?
Well, there we go. We have a not-to-do list for caregivers of chronically ill people.
Oh,
not to do.
Not to do.
Right.
All right. Six items that belong on a not to do list for those unsung heroes, the caregivers.
Yeah. And our material today was written in a blog, 2014. That's quite a while back, but it's profound because this was written by a retired law professor from UC Davis of California. And she had to retire early due to illness. And I was drawn to it because she writes about caregiver stories, about the caregiver from the perspective of someone dependent on care receiving. So let's hit the list.
All right. Number one, do not shy away from sharing with others that you have become a caregiver.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Apparently the reluctance to tell others about this high-stress life event is even more prevalent with men. It really is not healthy to go it alone.
Right, so it's not a secret.
No.
Number two, don't pretend that everything is like it used to be. And remember, she's the person receiving care. You need to grieve a bit for that old life that has changed. The drastic change in life can be a shock, and often in an instant. Say, for example, your spouse had a stroke. You are expected to move from being on your own to helping a loved one with some pretty intimate issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then number three, do not attempt to be a super caregiver. There are good days and there are bad days, and you just need to get a break to get away.
Yes, exactly. And number four, do not be reluctant to share your difficulties with the one you are caring for. Now, that can be easier said than done. For example, if the person has dementia, they have little insight to what you're venting about. But if the care receiver is able to discuss things such as schedules or finances, they'll feel more involved in the relationship and feel like they're able to contribute, which is huge for their self-esteem and sense of belonging.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, number five then, do not become isolated even if the person is homebound.
Right.
Online support, like SageLink. We talk about this every week.
That's right.
Online support, like SageLink, is intended for caregivers who are looking for resources. Studies show that people seeking services call 7 to 8 different phone numbers before finally finding out where someone can get them help, or they simply give up before getting the help that they need.
Yeah, they do.
And SageLink connects you to the Elderbridge Information and Assistance Program that can eliminate guessing and misdirected calls.
That's a gold nugget of information right there. So number six is perhaps the hardest. Don't neglect your own physical, mental, and spiritual health. You know, I really think this not-to-do list is a great solution for reducing stress in our lives as caregivers. And be alert for that super caregiver mentality that has you thinking you're not an adequate caregiver unless you're giving the person in your care 100% of your attention.
Mm, yeah, good point. And if you still want to strive for that superhero status, superhero, do it as a superhero advocate for your own personal health and well-being, and certainly help yourself and help others too, right, Lark?
That's right. And, you know, I think we all have to tell ourselves that in any situation that, you know, we try to do our best many times and then we get exhausted, and I know I do, and then, you know, things don't go so well. So you got to rev up that energy battery and get recharged so you can carry on, because caregivers, they really do experience a lot of health problems, often more times than the care receivers. So very important.
Very, very, very important. And, you know, the other thing is North Iowa SageLink, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I would recommend that if you're a younger person caring for grandpa or a parent, go to the Do You Care Challenge. It is fun. It's like a video game, and it spins around and gives you different scenarios of what it's like when you make decisions in caregiving. So it's a real interactive thing, and a lot of people use it. And it really kind of gives you a reassurance that, you know, I don't have to be guilty. I'm not the only one in this deal.
And you can find that where?
On NorthIowaSageLink.com. That's where it is.
That's easy to remember, everybody. NorthIowaSageLink.com.
Yeah. Lark, got it.
You have a wealth of information for us every week.
I hope so, because that's what's going to keep us going and to help the caregivers all over North Iowa.
Yes, and you know what? I'm so happy to hear that you are watering your garden. Because no, I'm serious, because today is veggies. It's veggies day today.
Oh, yay. That's my main source of food.
Yes, well, it's veggies day today, so keep the veggies in the garden growing, all right?
Okay, I will. Charge on.
Keep smiling. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
You too. All right, bye.
Take care. That is Lark Trigstad with us, everybody, on AM 1300 KGLO and KGLOAM.com. with our Caregiver Corner program.